Rubio, somebody had to go through boxes of Biden's classified documents. By Ian Hanchett on January 25, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, stated that the fact that some of the classified documents in President Joe Biden's possession were at the Penn Biden Center and others were in his house means that somebody had to go through these boxes to decide what goes to the center and what doesn't go to the center. Rubio said, "I think any time documents are removed from their proper setting, especially after someone's been serving for a while, it's a problem. I don't care who did it. I think the Biden connection one is more concerning for the following reason. And that is we're talking about 8 years of vice presidential service and the one that's really bizarre is documents going back to the Senate. In the Senate, you really, it's not like you can bring these things into your office without the proper protocols being followed to begin with. And generally, most members of the Senate can't do that if they don't have a staff member who's cleared to bring you documents to read. It has to come in a special secure pouch that has to be locked and that person themselves has to have the clearance to be able to move it around. So, for a senator to take classified documents, they would have to do it almost deliberately." He continued, "But the one that's concerning here is that a bunch of documents were moved to his, to the center at the university. These documents apparently were not. So, at some point, somebody had to go through these boxes to decide what goes to the center and what doesn't go to the center. So, why were these left behind in the house and the others were delivered to the center? I think these are the kinds of things we need answers to. Right now, we're not getting any answers from the Director of National Intelligence. But we will. And I think there's a bipartisan commitment, frankly, to get those answers." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.